Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, Epson Singapore's report, SMEs Striving for Digital Transformation Amidst Many Hurdles, states that Singapore SMEs are among the lowest in Southeast Asia to adopt sustainable business operations. This is despite Singapore SMEs having the strongest understanding of the digital transformation concept amongst organizations in the region. And as businesses transform to operate in a smart and digital economy, many are, though, starting to take the climate change threat seriously by evaluating and improving the environmental impact of every aspect of the business, from products to process, in response to changing customer preferences and expectations. But I'm guessing not quickly nor comprehensively enough. Today we speak to Tan Mei Lin, Director of Sales, Marketing and Customer Service of Epson Sales Division, Epson Singapore. Mei Lin, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me on your radio show.
You're most welcome. Happy to have you. First up, though, tell us the impetus for the survey, why you wanted to find out what you found out.
Okay, I think the key reason is because if you look at the landscape in Singapore, we actually have one of the largest amount of enterprise registered as SME. Yeah, and as such, right, we believe that, you know, the SME or local enterprises actually hold a significant potential in helping Singapore reduce collective burden on the planet.
Right.
So as such, you know, as a tech giant in this space, with SMEs as our key strategic audience, we really want to understand how much work is actually required to help SME understand the value of digital transformation and how that can value add to their competitiveness and growth. So that's the reason why we decided to embark on this study.
But Mei Lin, it sounds like they're very aware of the benefits of digitally transforming, but maybe not so in terms of adopting some sort of sustainable way of doing it. Sustainable for the environment, I mean.
Yes, I think one of the things that surprised us in this survey was that we actually run the survey through a number of countries in ASEAN, but Singapore come up tops in terms of not incorporating the principle of sustainability in their business practices.
Oh dear,
so
not a good top position to be in.
Yeah, correct. As mentioned, right, what really caught us was that in the region, actually Thailand comes up tops in terms of spearheading this whole adoption of sustainable business operations, followed by Vietnam and Philippines. So I think this may have a lot to do with the fact that Singaporeans generally, you know, are quite buffered from many of the environmental catastrophes that we see in the region. And I think also to make matters worse, to a large degree, they are very heavily reliant on government to take care of what they call bigger issues like sustainable and environmental concerns. So this, I think, you know, one of our discovery upon completing this research.
Would you say you weren't surprised?
We were surprised, yeah. But
we were top.
Yes, we were surprised by the fact that, you know, we were actually quite blasé about this whole aspect of sustainability. But when we came together to analyze the survey, we felt that this could be propelled by the two reasons that I just mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
What does this say about us, though? What are the implications of the findings then, Mei Lin?
I think what it says is that we need, I think there is a gap between the reality as well as perception, right? That while Singaporean SMEs understood the benefits of technology, they don't seem to be working towards that in reality. So I think what we need to do is that from a technology perspective, right, I think private enterprises need to be more proactive in terms of engaging conversations with the SMEs in Singapore. And I think government would also need to really come out more strongly, right, in terms of steering the growth in this regard.
I have to say, anecdotally, Mei Lin, as I speak to quite a number of practitioners in the SME space, and say practitioners who come up with surveys of various kinds looking into the SME sector, a lot of the times the findings come up that the SME is aware, or the sector is aware of something, but it's always impetus or movement that seems to hamper them. Do you think it's much the same here?
Yes.
Well, so what should we do? What can we do? So for example, now that you have the findings, what will Epson do to sort of help raise awareness? Or actually, not awareness, they seem to be aware, but to push movement.
Yeah, so I think from Epson perspective, right, what we will need to do is that we need to continue to provide solutions in what we do best. Like, for example, in the area of print, projection, and even in robotics. And we need to be able to go out and open, you know, their mind and also their imagination, you know, to how, through the use of technology, you can actually reduce your power and energy consumption, resulting in meeting your business and productivity needs.
Mm.
So that has to be more clearly illustrated to the industries in Singapore, right? And I think the industries will also need to recognize that by and by, right, even though the upfront cost may seem very daunting, right, in the end, right, they need to, it is important for them to grasp that they will see huge savings in the long run due to perhaps lower running costs and improved productivity alongside with significant environmental and operational benefits. So I think these are the kind of conversation that needs to be pushed out, you know, to industries so that they are more engaged.
Might be a tough sell at this point, though, Mei Lin, especially in today's environment or the environment now that we're in the long run, it'll help you save costs. At this point, I think a lot of businesses are grappling with the COVID-19 situation. Are you concerned over at Epson as well that maybe sustainability is going to take an even further back seat at this point?
Yes, I think sustainability conversation has never been easy. Yeah, I think since towards the end of last year, we have had, you know, many people, you know, coming out into this space to talk about the need for environmental protection as well as sustainability concerns, right? So it certainly doesn't help how we, you know, with the COVID-19 situation that we're confronted with right now, which is why I feel that, you know, the constant education and that pushing of envelope, you know, need to continue to exist, right? Because if we stop at some point, then we will have to recalibrate and take it up again at some point.
It's very much into the future. Yeah, two steps back kind of situation.
Correct.
Never mind, we strive forward, do we not? Talk to us about Epson's continued efforts in this regard.
Yes, so like you correctly pointed out COVID-19, right? So we are very aware that, you know, with the current situation, a lot of people are actually operating out from home, operating, you know, like even distance learning, you know, is now like being pushed to home because a lot of the enrichment centers will be closed for up until the end of April. So what we are trying to do as a technology company is to introduce this whole concept of, you know, fuss-free printing, you know, from your home, right? So what we're trying to say is that you can actually invest in technology that actually helps you to think more about your carbon output to the environment as well. So our technology actually embraces heat-free set as well as less parts used in terms of CO2 transmission, right? So in that regard, we are trying to keep educating our consumers as well as industry to say that in small ways, you can actually contribute towards this whole sustainability effort.
Mm.
So it can start from something very small, but snowball into something that can be incorporated into the way that your organization, you know, incorporates the usage of technology towards the bigger, you know, concerns of the environment.
Director of Sales and Marketing, Customer Service of Epson Sales Division, Epson Singapore, Mei Lin, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.